Almost everybody knows that there are better, more worthwhile things for a family to do than watch television. And yet, if viewing statistics are to be believed, most families spend most of their family time together in front of the TV screen. Some social critics believe that television has come to dominate family life because today's parents are too selfish to take the time and make the effort that reading aloud or playing games or even just talking to each other would require. But this strict view doesn't take into consideration the extraordinary power of television. In reality, many parents wish for a richer family life and are eager to work at achieving this goal. The trouble is that their children seem to prefer television to all those fine family activities. To be sure, the fact that children are likely to choose watching television over having a story read aloud to them or playing with a stamp collection or going out for a walk in the park does not mean that watching television is actually more entertaining or gratifying than any of these activities. It does mean, however, that watching television is easier. In most families, television is always there as an easy and safe competitor. When another activity is proposed, it had better be really special. Otherwise, it is in danger of being rejected. The parents who have unsuccessfully proposed a game or a story end up feeling rejected as well. They are unaware that television is still affecting their children's enjoyment of other activities. Even when the set is off, reading aloud is a good example of how this competition factor works. Almost every expert on children regards reading aloud as a delightful family pastime. Educators recommend it as an important way for parents to help their children develop a love for reading and encourage them to improve their own reading skills. Too often, however, the fantasy of the happy family gathered around to listen to a story is replaced by a different reality. Hey kids, I've got a great book to read aloud. How about it? Says the parent. Not now, Dad. Our favorite program is on. Say the kids.